Ever since the Franklin-based bank Integra announced its sale to First Citizens in April, rumors have been swirling that locals will lose their jobs once the sale is finalized. BPR has an update as the year ends. CEO Roger Plemons says that Integra's sale to First Citizens Bank can't be finalized until three local branches are sold. Plemons explains that without the sale, First Citizens would have had more than 50% of the market in Macon County, and that isn't legal.
The way the regulators look at it is they just want to be sure that there's a competitive banking environment.
So the Integra Bank branches in Highland Silva and the Holly Springs branch in Franklin are all being sold to another bank by First Citizens. Plemons says details of that sale will be announced very soon. He adds the buyer is interested in keeping on the current 20 employees at the three local branches. Layoffs have been a concern for Integra workers. The bank owns about 20 branches across Western North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia.
Everyone has been concerned as they've been moving forward with this merger that people are going to lose their jobs. And I think I have heard that some people have been let go.
There's no truth to that. There have been no layoffs at this point.
The bank was founded in Franklin in 1922, and its corporate office is still located there.
I have heard that the corporate office isn't going to be there much longer. Is there any truth to that?
And that has not been any topic of discussion at this point.
Plemons says that it will be about 6 months until the banks change over and customers see changes.
And at that point, do you think that there will be layoffs?
I'm not privy to that information. We run a good bank and have good efficient systems. So hopefully a lot of those jobs will stay in this market.
It's estimated that First Citizens is paying over $200 million for Integra. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.